people watching. Whales gather to watch the slow boats swim into the deep waters. On the decks, pods of people surface, leaning out, mouths agape, sucking the salty wind. From all over the world, the whales come to watch. "Look, darling," a whale says. "There's a fat one. See his bulging white belly? He's eating something and taking pictures of us." The overwhelmed beasts laugh out their blowholes, spraying water and air. "Look, by the stern, an old one is throwing up in the water. That's so gross." Another whale says, "Relax, that's natural, sweetie. You'd throw up too if you tried to swim on land." "Look there, that's what I wanted to see. Those two on the bow are touching their finger fins. Look how close they are. You can tell they know each other." The whales wait. Sure enough, little things fall from the boats to the warm water. A plastic bottle cap, car keys, a piece of gum. On the good days, someone drops a camera. And the last image fixed on the display, a tiny digital whale, sinks into the darkness, to the sandy floor cluttered with Canons and Kodaks, all having forgotten their images of the dry world. The whales swim close to the bobbing boats to hear the people sounds, gasps and moans, giggles and grunts, and to watch the lucky coins fall. They fall from every boat. The whales turn under when a bright coin pierces the surface near them. Tails to the sky, the whales push downward to follow the coin's spinning and tossing light until they find themselves in the familiar darkness, where they once again wonder what the people do when whales aren't there to watch them.